It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, turkey season kicks off in, well, just about a month now. We're all going to be hunting spring turkeys, and to me, there's nothing more exciting. I love to do everything in the outdoors, but turkey hunting in the springtime, to me, is just a special treat. Now, Mr. Brett Jepson with Three Curls Outfitters is with us. It's not that easy this day and time just to pick up the phone and find a place where you can hunt spring turkeys. Trust me, I've got ranches and friends that I've hunted with for years. Turkey hunting in the springtime has become a very, very popular endeavor. Brett, thank you, buddy, for spending a little time with us and talking turkey.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You know, I think I hit the nail on the head. Turkey hunting in the past, I'd say the past decade, more and more people are getting into it, and it's not that easy sometimes to find a good place to hunt turkeys, is it?
No, not at all. It's tough out there. A lot of your big outfitters, or any outfitter for that matter, are booking their hunts up a lot sooner than ever before. And I think a lot of that is just the nature of the beast here in North Texas, or DFW. But the area is growing. Not a lot of new people coming here, and a lot of what was country and good turkey ground being taken over by neighborhoods and businesses and that sort of thing. So it's harder and harder to get out in the woods in general. And then turkey, we don't have them everywhere. So the places we do have them, and where the hunting's good, it can be tough to get in.
That's true. And folks, we're going to give you some information where Brett's has turkey hunts. Brett, folks are listening to us from Dumas up in the Panhandle all the way to Deep East Texas, so we're covering a broad swath of listeners and turkey hunters. So if you might happen to be listening up in an area where there's tons of turkeys right in your backyard, that's okay. We want to just hook folks up that might not have that, that privilege of being close to good turkey hunting. Brett, tell us about some of the areas that you offer spring turkey hunts. I know you have a lodge down around Waxahachie, down in that area, right?
Yes, sir, we do. So our main lodge and headquarters is in Waxahachie, about 30 minutes south of Dallas, if you're unfamiliar with the Waxahachie area. We hunt a total of 60,000 acres right there in Ellis County, within 30, 45 minutes of our lodge. Not all of it has turkeys. So we do a lot of pig hunting. We do a lot of duck hunting. We do some geese hunting, goose hunting if they get here. And so we do a little bit of everything. But we do turkey hunting right there in Waxahachie. We've got some good river bottom areas, some good crop fields that we're hunting. We do have a good amount of birds, but the area isn't well known for holding a whole lot of birds and having a very, very high turkey population. So we only do a handful of hunts in that area every year, in our best hopes that the turkeys continue to reproduce and that we get more and more every year.
You bet. And you have some hunts up in North Texas and kind of out west a ways too. So, you know, and that's where the bird, you know, up around Graham, I know that you outfit up in that area, Brett, and I've hunted there a bunch in the last 20, 25 years. I kind of know that area really well. Lots of turkey up in that country, isn't it?
Yes, sir, and that's what takes us out there.
That's why you're there, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to hunt at home in our backyard and sleep in that extra hour and a half. But, we head out to Graham. We've got a large ranch, and they're just north of Possum Kingdom, that lake that actually connects to the lake. And we've got part of the main Feeder Creek, going right through the center of the property. And, there's birds everywhere. So,
Brett, is that Rock Creek? Is that the name of that creek up there?
There is Rock Creek, but the one that runs through our property is Cedar Creek.
Cedar Creek. Okay. Yeah. Well,
yes, sir.
Lots of turkeys. My old buddy Bob Hood, who was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth paper for 43 years. Bob passed away about 4 years ago, but he lived right there on, he lived right there at PK Lodge, right there on the lake. And that was his home. And Bob and I've hunted a lot around PK with Bob Hood back in the last, couple of decades. Really good turkey hunting. Now, someone, say, from that may be listening in Lindale, Texas, or Yanis, Texas, or Dumas, Texas, for that matter, think, there's not a lot of turkeys right where I live. I'd like to talk to somebody about planning a spring turkey hunt. Now, say you know, you're probably going to, you know, there's areas like around Possum Kingdom Lake where there are lots of birds. You're probably, the lion's share of your hunters, you're probably going to take there. What would they do if they wanted to hunt with you, say, out there? Would they arrange a motel or, you know, they're going to have to travel a little distance to get there. Those are the logistics of traveling hunters we all have to think about. How would they go about planning a hunt out that way with you?
Sure. So all of our hunts include an option for lodging. So we have a lodge there in Graham, and so there's a lodge on the ranch, and there's actually three different buildings with 4 to 10 bedrooms or beds in each individual building. So we're able to house all of our hunters, and your lodging is included. We also include fishing, hog hunting with those hunts. While you're out there, if you shoot your bird in the morning and you want to fill the day by doing a little hog hunting in the afternoon, there's more than enough of those to go around. So we encourage you to do that and stay the night with us.
Awesome. And that, you know, that's a big part of any hunt for me, heading up somewhere. And, you know, well, if you kill your turkey the first jump out of the box, that's good. That's what we all try to do. But if you do that, you know, well, pack a fishing pole along, do a little questioning before you go. What kind of fish are there? Do I want to try to catch some catfish? Do I want to rig up for bass? And then do I want to bring that AR or whatever you're going to hunt the hogs with, or a bow, whatever you like to hunt with? You know, those kind of things, if you take the time to quiz an outfitter like yourself that's accustomed to answering the questions and planning hunts, that's what you do. So those kind of things, if you could, before they ever call, Brett, a potential client, if you will, if they would make a list of things like that, and you can, you know, you can help them tailor make where they will get the most fun out of their time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We try to include everything, all the details we can when we talk to folks. But if I get, you know, on the phone and I make 5, 10, 15 calls back to back, I may leave out one of those details or two. So it's always good to ask what the accommodations are like. Is there bedding there for us? What else can we do with our time while we're there to fill the day? Those are all great questions.
Yep, and if you're like an old camp cook like me, you're going to say, is it okay, Brett, if I bring my cast iron skillet along and some of my homemade smoked sausage or whatever? You know, those type of things. And they do not sound important on the surface, but when you really get into the trip to traveling somewhere to hunt, they can make a trip a whole lot more fun if you – you know, kind of plan for it. Now, okay, so many people, let's say, that hunt turkey, and I'm gonna tell this like it is. In Texas, if you hunt turkeys on a big ranch, I don't set up on a feeder and shoot turkeys coming in to eat corn. But I will tell you, now, in the fall, I have sniped a few, you know, like that, hens.
Sure.
Just for the table. But, you know, in certain areas where they're legal. But, you know, if you really plan ahead, you're going to and position yourself to be where the turkeys are. Do you agree with this, Brett? Most turkeys on these big ranches, they have travel routes, and some of those travel routes go, they may go for a mile or two, but they do go from feeder to feeder, don't they?
Absolutely. If not feeder to feeder, at least in the general vicinity, because they're used to doing that all year. When they get to chasing hens, they're going to break off some. However, just like us, they're going to stick to some type of pattern. As in any hunting, scouting is key. You want to get out there before your hunt and see where the birds are going and see where you want to be, so you don't end up walking up right where the birds are coming and spooking your birds, and so that you're not hunting an area with the birds going the opposite direction. A lot of our hunts, or every single one of our hunts, we do all the scouting for you. So when you get there, we kind of already know that because it's our ranch and we've been watching the birds. But things change day to day. Sometimes the birds are hot and gobbling and we can break them off. Sometimes they're not, you know, especially later in the season. They might be done and they could care less about that hen over there. They've got their hens and they're just not going to break off for you. And that's when scouting really becomes key. And you may want to set up in between the roost and that feeder to where you can get some action coming by, even though they're not hot gobbling and chasing the call.
That's true. And turkeys are, that's, I guess, one reason I love to hunt them, and I've devoted time every spring for many, many years hunting them. They're so, they may be doing one thing today, tomorrow that pattern, they may be gobbling their heads off, Brett, you know, on one day, and then moon phase, the alignment of the planets, whatever. We don't know what causes it. They shut up. Now, I will tell you this. I've hunted with a lot of good turkey hunters. I really have. The best turkey hunter that I've ever hunted with was Mr. Bob Hood. Now, many of our listeners probably followed Bob for many years. Bob was a very active outdoor writer, but he had a saying, Bob did, about turkey hunting. He said, patience kills more turkeys than anything. And what he meant was, is just, if you're in an area that you know turkeys are frequenting, I don't mean stay put in one spot, but, you know, you move around and call, stay with it. I mean, there may be a gobbler. The perfect scenario is to give a few hen yelps. You hear a gobbler over there maybe 400 yards, and then you yelp again, and he's 200. Well, that bird knows where you are, doesn't he, Brett? He's got some built-in, very accurate GPS. So sometimes you can overcall, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You sure can. And a lot of folks do. Or a lot of folks will get, you know, he still sounds far away. Let me sneak and get a little closer and get to this next opening. That happens a lot. But patience definitely can be key. They're not always going to respond to every yelp that you call. They're not always going to come running at you. Sometimes I've sat and called turkeys for hour and a half, and you don't hear them that last 30, 40 minutes, and all of a sudden, there they are. The worst thing you want to do is get up and move, and you turn that corner, and there's that big Tom staring you in the face, and your chances are gone. You might as well go. You might as well go somewhere else for the day.
I hate to put it in these terms, but that's a sickening feeling. I've done it, too.
We all have.
We all have. If we've hunted turkeys much, you have. And the cool thing about when you're calling that I've noticed, some people that I've hunted with and took hunting in years past, they've been to actually some turkey calling competitions, and they've heard really expert turkey callers. I've never heard two turkeys sound exactly the same, Brett. So if you can, I'm a firm believer. I tell people that I've kind of got into the sport, if you can make a 4 or 5 noted hen yelp, you can call turkeys. Now, all the purrs and all that stuff is icing on the cake, but a newcomer to turkey hunting, folks, you do not have to sound like a champion turkey caller to get a bird in. I bet you'll agree with that, Brett.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been on youth hunts before, Luke, that we teach kids to call the first night, and then the next day they're getting response from birds.
Exactly.
And getting them to answer back. They don't all sound the same. Any one turkey may not sound the same on a 90-degree dry day that they do on a 40-degree wet day.
Exactly.
You know, the sounds are going to sound different in the woods based on your conditions and your surroundings. It doesn't have to be an expert call by any means. Half the fun's getting out there and seeing what you can get them to do.
You better believe it. Brett, we are almost out of time. Three Curls Outfitters. I know you can Google Three Curls Outfitters and find you. But what's a good number to call for people that might want some information and are looking for a place to go turkey hunting or website or whatever, you know?
Sure. You can reach me at 214-455-0940, or our website is www.threecurl.com. That's threecurl.com. We offer turkey hunts both here in North Texas as well as North Central Kansas.
Brett, thank you a lot, buddy. And I want to get you back one more time before the season. I've got some kind of comical turkey stories I want to share with you, and I bet you've got a few too. But I do want you back before turkey season, okay?
Absolutely. And bring some of that homemade sausage out, and we'll do a turkey camp one day.
We're on it. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 889 KETR.